clashes between the Mubarak supporters and the opposition who remained in Maidan al-Tahrir since last night began, and apparently on TV now it's getting ugly. What I have seen today shows that that there are supporters for President Mubarak, that there is a kind of division within the Egyptian society between the pro-Mubarak and the anti-Mubarak. I would say that President Mubarak's speech the night before was quite moving for many Egyptians, particularly those who were at home watching, yes, hopeful about change, but also worried about stability and chaos. So they found a good exit. They've considered the Mubarak speech a good exit, an acceptable exit from this crisis, reform, change, but in the meantime, in orderly way. And this, I think this moved the number of Egyptians to go, a large number of Egyptians to go out in the streets today to express their views. Maidan al-Tahrir is the most ugly position, but in other locations, those people are keep regrouping and all day, and large number of them in different squares in Cairo, Giza, and other cities, as far as I can tell, looking at the watching and following TV screens. So I believe it's some of the advantages that President Mubarak gained yesterday is hurt because of what's happening in Maidan al-Tahrir. So the situation keeps changing as we see. I would say that the opposition and the opposition leaders made a big mistake last night, not accepting even with kind of a qualified acceptance could have been a good answer to Mubarak's concessions, and they could have claimed victory and this and could have created momentum towards reform. But apparently their failure to do that mobilized large number of people and created this kind of deadlock that we see now in Maidan al-Tahrir. The opposition and the protesters have been able to make great achievement over the past week, but apparently they were applied a kind of a maximalist goal, thinking that Mubarak regime is falling, but this apparently is not true. Still have the capacity to mobilize large number of people. We have to have seen today that they can outnumber the opposition, that they can mobilize more number of people than the opposition can mobilize. So testing the opposition this way today could hurt the cause of reform. In Egypt, I think the opposition failed to at the right moment to accept a kind of a compromise and claim victory and keep pushing the cause of reform forward. I think that the problem is that they wanted a kind of a knockout of the regime, something that was a big mistake because the regime is still strong, still have a lot of supporters over there. I don't know what will happen in Maidan today, how this, what the final outcome of this ugly clashes will be. But definitely it will be one of the factors that will determine the balance between the different forces, political forces in Egypt in the coming weeks and perhaps more than that.
Gamal Sultan, senior political analyst from Egypt, thank you very much. We'll be talking to you more throughout the day.